Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, who's in heaven now, he said he had a visitation of the Lord. And said the Lord, among other things, said to him, anytime, he said, one of my people has an operation, has some kind of a treatment, he said, ask me to speed up the healing process working in them. Did everybody hear that? You know, if somebody has a surgery or procedure performed on them, that did not heal them. It actually caused some damage. Now, it may have removed a problem, but once that has been removed or corrected, now what needs to happen? You need to heal. A man can't heal you. No matter what a man does to you, when they get through, you still need to be healed. Healing. And God has put a certain amount of healing in every body, physical body, so that you scrape your elbow, you scrape your knee, what happens? It heals up. God put that, that's healing power. He put that in there to maintain us, to sustain us. But where that came from, there's a whole lot more. The normal process working in you, he can double it. He can triple it. He can quadruple it. He can multiply it times 10 or 100. And what would normally take 3 weeks happened in 3 days. Come on, are you with me? Well, what they say, well, you normally, it might take you years to get over that. And in 2 weeks, you're good as new. Amen. Got people scratching their heads going, how did this happen? And yet you did. You went to the doctor or you had a procedure. No, don't say, it's not just either or. You're to use some faith no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. And don't you dare let them roll you into a cold operating room unconscious. Without releasing some faith, you ask the Lord. Yes. Lord, I pray your hand on them. I pray your anointing on their hands and on their eyes and on their equipment. Yes. You guide them. Yes. Help them to do the best procedure they have ever done. Yes. Keep them back from making any mistake. Come on, are you with me? Yes. And you release faith for that. And then afterwards, you ask the Lord to speed up the healing process working in you. Yes. And you'll sail right through it. Amen. You'll avoid complications. You'll avoid problems. And you'll recover so much quicker and better completely. But what do? When man can't help you. When there is no procedure. When you've done everything. And now they say, we can give you something to make you more comfortable. But this is, you know, it's terminal. It's incurable. Is it? They're talking about what they know, what they can do. This woman was there. I mean, I don't know that you'd call it terminal, but at the very least, it'd probably shorten her life. But incurable. They can't stop the bleeding. 12 years. Every kind of procedure, every kind of treatment. And I want you to notice when it all changed. Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, everything changed. Everything changed when she heard of Jesus. What did she hear? Now, if you read this before, you know faith is a factor in what's about to happen here. How does faith come? What'd she hear? When did she get her faith? Right here. What'd she hear? She heard, another translation said she heard of the things concerning Jesus. She heard of the things about Jesus. What'd she hear? Well, you see other places where it says the fame of him was spread abroad. Of what? Acts 10 talks about it. How God, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. What'd she hear? She heard about other healings. She heard about deliverances. She heard about miracles. She heard he'd been over here in this town and people got healed. And somebody knew somebody that knew somebody that got healed in that meeting. And they told her, did you hear about that? What? Jesus. There's a prophet. They didn't know he was the Son of God. There's a prophet named Jesus. And he was over there the other day for 2 weeks. And there must have been 10,000 people got healed over there. What? Yeah, I had a cousin who's got a friend who was in that meeting. And their leg didn't work right for the last 3 years, and they're walking just fine now. Say what? Yeah, I'm telling you. And then my neighbor that works over at such and such, they went over there and they'd had a chronic cough for, I don't know, last 6 months, just as clear as a bell now, healed as can be. That's what she heard. She heard about other healings. That's all it takes to get enough faith to be healed of an incurable condition. That's all it takes. Some folks have thought you gotta be able to quote half the New Testament. You know, you gotta at least go to one or two Bible schools. And no, probably this woman couldn't even read. Back in this day, most people couldn't even read. Didn't say she spent 3 years in Bible school. Didn't say she learned how to read Hebrew and Greek and Chaldean and Aramaic and whatever. What? Help me out. What happened to her? She heard about Jesus. She heard what Jesus was doing. And somehow made the leap in her that, well, if it could happen for them. If it could happen for them. What? What 12 years of doctors and treatments and procedures and money couldn't do. I believe it could happen. What? She also heard about the anointing. Someone said, how do you know? I know from any number of ways. Luke 4, Jesus preached this. We have reason to believe he took this text in numerous places and found it and read it and said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me. Right? And he'd talk about the anointing. That's why when he got through preaching, people wanted to touch him. Why? Because he kept talking about the anointing. He kept talking about that power. When did this happen? When he was baptized in the river. And he came up out of the water. And the Holy Spirit came down in a bodily shape and form as a dove, and it sat on him, and the scripture said it remained on him. Hallelujah. And immediately after that, you know, he was tempted in the wilderness for those 40 days, but right after that, it said he came out in the power of the Spirit. And immediately things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Now you got no record of any miracles or any healings by his hand or prayer prior to this. You have some apocryphal writings. Got Jesus raising little birds from the dead when he's a child or healing his little play friend. Don't you believe it? I said, don't you believe it? It's not true. That's acting like he's functioning as God in human form. It's not true. It's error. The Bible said the first miracle that happened was the turning of water into wine. That's after he was baptized in the river and the Holy Spirit came on him. Why? We just got through quoting it. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. If you're operating as God, you don't need to be anointed. But if you're operating as a man, you need to be anointed. And he began to function and he'd talk about that anointing and he'd talk about that power. And so these people, the word had gotten back to this woman. Somebody said, yeah, you know, when he laid hands on her, she said the power just went right through her. Is that right? Yeah, and then she was healed. And when he touched him, glory to God, that lungs just cleared up. He heard stories about the anointing. She heard stories about the power in these meetings, healings and deliverances. Paul said in the scripture, he said, well, let's just hold your place here and go there. In 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, verse 1, 1 Corinthians 2, 1, I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's what was happening in Jesus' ministry. Demonstration of the Spirit. Manifestation of the Spirit's presence and power. Somebody say demonstration.
Demonstration.
Of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
And power.
And power.
Why? Verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The New Testament warns us in the last days there'd be those who would have a form of godliness, but would deny what?
The power.
As long as you're talking and you're talking wisdom and understanding about redemption and about the plan of God, fine, but don't talk about the power. The power. Oh, no, y'all are getting eccentric now. Y'all are getting off. Y'all are getting extreme. Really? Our faith is not just supposed to be in men's talk and ideas. Our faith is in the power of God. Now, words are important. You know that. But it's a vehicle that God uses to get faith in you. It wasn't just talk that got you born again. It was the power of God that caused you to be born again. And it's not just talk. Talk, talk, talk. It's the power of God that heals your body, that sets your mind free. Somebody say, I have faith. I have faith
in the power
of God. Come on, sit out loud another couple of times. Say it with me. I have faith in the power of God. Another time. I have faith in the power of God. Not just in people's talk and ideas and their take on religion. And I have faith in the power. The power changes things. There's a lot of people who don't. They have a form of godliness, but they deny. You start talking about power, they're like, what? You felt something? Yeah. It did a miracle? What? Oh, that's strange. Shouldn't be. It's the Bible. It's the New Testament. It's how it's always been. Power. It was power that split the Red Sea. It was power that caused fire to fall and burn up the sacrifices with Elijah. Power.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me